This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces conducted fresh raids in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, and Palestinian emergency services said an airstrike in the city of Tubas killed five people. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli soldiers were seen patrolling the streets of Tubas. Entrances and exits from the city were sealed off. Cell phone video showed military trucks and bulldozers rolling in. The security forces have been conducting a series of operations in the northern West Bank for the past 2 weeks, with extended raids in Tubas, Jenin, and Tulkarm. All three cities have a heavy presence of armed factions, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah. In a separate incident in the city of Tulkarm, the Israeli military said troops backed by police and intelligence services killed an armed militant. Residents there reported being forced from their homes.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Ukraine will have to navigate the U.S. elections November outcome, which could bring a big shift in U.S. policy toward the Russia war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For Secretary of State Anthony Blinken,
the bottom line is this. We want Ukraine to win.
But at last night's ABC News presidential debate,
do you want Ukraine to win this war?
I want the war to stop.
Moderator David Muir tried again to pin down Donald Trump.
Do you believe it's in the U.S. best interest for Ukraine to win this war, yes or no?
I think it's the U.S. best interest to get this war finished and just get it done.
Trump has said he could get a peace deal between Moscow and Kyiv within a day if elected. And Kamala Harris thinks she knows why.
Because he would just give it up.
And give in to Vladimir Putin.
A dictator who would eat you for lunch.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. and Britain pledged nearly $1.5 billion in aid to Ukraine on Wednesday.